With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. A new American Farm Bureau market intel reports that Chapter 12 farm bankruptcies increased for the second year in a row, reaching 315 filings in 2025, a 46% increase from the year prior. The Midwest and Southeast filed 121 and 105 Chapter 12 cases respectively, far outpacing any other regions. Deep crop losses across commodities common in those two regions have compounded after years of declining receipts and rising expenses. Filing for Chapter 12 bankruptcy is a last resort for farmers who have incurred large debts to continue operating with increased flexibility for payments. Midwest states with double-digit filings include Iowa with 18, Nebraska 17, Missouri and Wisconsin each had 16 filings, Minnesota with 13, Kansas with 11. The Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City said farmers are taking out larger operating loans and taking longer to repay them. The USDA estimates that the total farm debt will rise 5.2% to a record $624 billion this year. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins announced the completion of the U.S.-based sterile fly dispersal facility in Edinburg, Texas. The facility expands the USDA's ability to disperse sterile flies along the border and into the U.S. if necessary. The sterile fly facility was a high-priority project, and our team delivered it in record time, said Rollins. This new facility is a monumental achievement for our domestic preparedness efforts, but we are also diligently working to stop the spread of screwworm in Mexico, conduct extensive trapping and surveillance along the border, increase U.S. response capacity, and encourage innovative solutions. She added that the USDA will continue to hold Mexico accountable for mitigating the spread of this dangerous pest. Texas Governor Greg Abbott joined Rollins at the announcement, saying that America is going to take care of itself, including dealing with the approach of screwworm to the southern border. Trade with Mexico and Canada delivers significant economic benefits to rural communities across the U.S., that according to new economic analysis released today by the Agricultural Coalition for the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Agreement. During the conference in Washington, D.C., coalition members highlighted the findings and urged leaders of the three countries to renew and further strengthen the USMCA as the agreement enters its formal review period. The USMCA is a powerful driver for employment, investment, and long-term competitiveness in the U.S. agriculture sector, said Krista Swanson, chief economist for the National Corn Growers Association, one of those coalition members. While the agreement is due for a few targeted improvements overall, it's critical to the farm economy and a key part of rural America's success and resilience, particularly during the tough economic times that we're in right now. Among the coalition's findings, agricultural and seafood exports to Canada and Mexico generated $149 billion in total economic output. The USDA announced the enrollment periods for agricultural producers and landowners to submit offers for the Continuous and General Conservation Reserve Program. The Farm Service Agency is accepting offers for the continuous CRP starting this Thursday, February 12th through March 20th of this year. Enrollment for the general CRP will run from March 9th through April 17th. FSA will announce the dates for the grassland CRP sign-up in the near future. We're still very close to the 27 million acre statutory cap, with 1.9 million acres available for all CRP enrollments this fiscal year, so enrollment is likely to be competitive, said Richard Fordyce, the USDA Undersecretary for Farm Programs and Conservation. It's not about the total number of enrolled acres, it's about producers and landowners offering the acres that can best deliver real and lasting benefits to soil, water, and wildlife. Producers and landowners interested in participating in CRP should contact their local FSA county office. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.